This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We send blessings and salutations upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his household, his companions. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless them, to bless every single one of us, and to grant us all goodness. My brothers and sisters, I bear today some sad news and some good news. The sad news is that in our community, we have had the first death due to COVID-19. The Muslim community has been affected by the first death, and indeed that is sad. Why am I saying this? Never in order to make you panic, because there is never need to panic. Like we said last week, only what Allah has decreed to happen will happen. But I am saying it in order for us to realize that we have a role to play. That role is simply to take precautions and to be responsible. We call out to Allah, do you know our lives should be changing for the better when something like this is actually happening across the globe? If this pandemic has not brought you to your knees in ibadah, in the worship of Allah, if this pandemic has not made you regular with your salah, then definitely you have missed the point. So this is why we say, my brothers, my sisters, if at all there is something that looks like a calamity, but it made me a better person in my relationship with Allah, it was a blessing. It can never be a punishment. Anything that happens in your life, if it brought you closer to Allah, I swear by Allah, it was a great blessing of Allah, favor of Allah. Even if you lost anything in your life, you went through a divorce, health problem, perhaps you lost your job, the list goes on. If even one inch of improvement was realized in your deen, in your religion, in your closeness with Allah, you have every reason to smile. May Allah make us from among those who realize. And if you are a person who has survived, if you are a person who has been affected and come out, and that's going to be the majority of us, the vast majority, perhaps 95% maybe, it doesn't mean you have a license to be complacent, because there are others who may not survive it, and due to negligence on your part, subhanallah, they would have suffered in a greater way. So this is why we say, and I'm repeating it, reiterating, simply because, yes, in history it will go down to say we've lost people too. I give you news of a very close relative of mine in South Africa, whom I consider a grandmother of mine, very closely related to me, passed away this morning, also due to COVID. May Allah give her Jannatul Firdaus. It is hitting home. I'm not saying this for anyone to panic, because trust me, I know and you know, the majority will actually survive it. But does that mean as Muslims we should just be complacent, we should ignore? From amongst us there are the elderly. I was very upset when last week I heard a person who's supposed to be respectable say, well, that guy passed away, he was quite old, wasn't he? Subhanallah, are you not a Muslim? What if it was your father, your grandfather? How would you feel for someone to say, well, he was old, wasn't he? Is that a password to say it's okay for us to be negligent? Not at all. What's your duty as a Muslim? Number one, turn to Allah. Ibadah, tawbah. Because I could go, you could go, anything could happen. No one knows. People are saying it depends on your blood type, it depends on this and that. It depends on the favor of Allah upon you and whether you fulfilled your duty unto Allah. People are still finding out more. But I want to tell you, life must continue. It must continue. Life will not come to a halt. Your ibadah should increase. Your salah should increase. You will come to the masajid, and all you need to do is a bit of precaution. Be responsible. Don't just think, you know what, it's okay. Maybe it's okay for you. Subhanallah. And inshallah, I pray that it won't be as bad as everyone is talking. But Again, that statement should not be misunderstood as, it's okay, just do what you want. No, I'm a Muslim. I must engage in tawbah. I must change my life. I must quit sin. I promise you, if a day passes without you having sinned, it was a beautiful day. It was a successful day. You know why? To abstain from sin for the sake of Allah is rewardable. Allah rewards it. If you have a sin in your mind, you want to do something, it's easily accessible. Maybe it might be on your phone or a click of a button. And if you abstain at the moment from doing it because of Allah, wallahi, you have a reward. You have a reward. Why? Because I just didn't do this because of Allah. So remember, if your day passes and you have not sinned against Allah, you have had a beautiful day. You can plug into the next day. But if your day has passed and over and above not sinning, you did good deeds and you were showing concern for others, that was a bonus. That was a big profit. Imagine, I know I'm healthy. For example, you know you're healthy. No underlying conditions. I don't have a guarantee, but I'm feeling a sense of comfort because of that. But if I'm now thinking of the next person, Allah will help me and put barakah in my life and that of my families and so much more. Subhanallah. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So remember, we will hear of more and more people affected. What we won't hear about as much is the number of people who have recovered already. Subhanallah. There are plenty. There are so many. In fact, I would like to think perhaps more than half have recovered completely. They've developed antibodies. Did you know that right now, as we speak, they are at an advanced stage to getting some form of medication or a breakthrough in terms of a vaccination or whatnot? That's not my field. But at the end of the day, it shouldn't make me complacent. I need to think, look, we haven't even got there yet. Let me just be a little bit responsible. Why do you think we're sitting the way we're sitting today? It's something unusual, unacceptable under normal circumstances. But these circumstances are not normal. So when you show concern for others, it is a bonus. Allah will reward you tremendously. To save one life, directly or indirectly, is as saving the whole of humanity. That's what Allah says. So if I'm responsible, what have I done? I've saved the whole of humanity. And as for those who will be affected, the day you discover that you are positive, that's the day you need to lay complete trust in Allah without panic. Obviously, we've already laid our trust in Allah, but people can be shaken. I've had friends who've come to me and told me, I just tested positive. It feels like I'm going to die. I said, not at all. The feeling of me going to die should be there every day, COVID or no COVID. I should not be comfortable to say I'm going to survive because I don't have COVID. Look at how many have died due to car accidents and various other sicknesses not related at all. What makes me feel that I'm not going to be from among those? So I need to be prepared. But at the same time, if you have tested positive, chances are, like I said, 90% and perhaps beyond, you'll come out of it. In fact, many of them say that we don't even have symptoms, asymptomatic, and we've come out of it a few weeks later. So let's not panic. But all we're saying, take precautions as an ibadah, as an act of worship. Change your life. It's a chance. Allah can affect us with something far more detrimental if we didn't learn our lessons with that which is less detrimental. May Allah grant us ease. The good news, I told you I have good news. I'm sure you're waiting for it. You must be thinking, this guy, every week we're coming here, he's talking about COVID. No, it's my duty. It's our duty. We need to conscientize the people, let them know what's going on and explain to one another, remind one another that, you know what, nothing to panic about. In your stride, inshallah. Take the precautions, make dua to Allah, turn to Allah, become a better person, do tawbah, increase your sadaqah. Do you know sadaqah? Charity. As-sadaqatu tutfi'ul bala'. Said charity extinguishes bala. Bala means calamity. If a calamity is headed for you, Allah says your dua and your charity can change the course of the calamity. It's one thing that some of the scholars say actually changes a portion of your qadr to a certain degree. Imagine. So be charitable. That's why the Prophet ﷺ says the best charity is that which you give at a time when you are fearing poverty. Hey, I might lose. My business is low. That's the time Allah says, Are you ready to give? Subhanallah Rabbil Alameen. Now for the good news. The good news is life continues. Life continues. MashaAllah, tabarakallah. We have to eat, we have to drink, we may have to go to work, take precautions, but life continues. Life cannot stop. When we had a lockdown where we could not come to the masjid due to government regulation, do you think we were excited about that? As soon as the masajid opened again, we were back. But we took precautions, life has to continue. And inshallah, they won't be that level of lockdown again. We hope, we pray. If it does come, we'll cross the bridge when we get there. But life continues. Today we're going to witness a nikah. People getting married from our community. Surely we should be happy. Happy for them. And that is the way. Like I said earlier, COVID or no COVID, life continues, mashallah. So I want to seize this opportunity from the pulpit to congratulate the bride and the groom and the families. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all and every one of us. And it's a shining example. Do not delay your nikah, your marriage. Do not delay the goodness simply because we're going through a pandemic. As far as possible, go ahead. You don't know. Marriage is a form of rizq. It's a form of sustenance. If Allah's written that sustenance for you during this time, that is goodness that is coming in your direction. So inshallah, we will be witnessing the officiation of that nikah in a few moments in this masjid. And I seize the opportunity just to remind the bride and the groom, following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and those who are from the families, as well as all those in attendance, those who might hear this later on, one piece of advice, because it's a sunnah.
Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu attaqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida yuslih lakum a'malakum wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum wa man yuti'illaha wa rasulahu faqad faza fawzan 'azima.
A verse that is always recited in Khutbatul Hajah that we will hear inshallah shortly. O you who believe, be conscious of Allah, develop the correct relationship with Allah. That is the meaning of ittaqullah. Qulu qawlan sadida means say that which is upright. In other words, watch your tongue. Watch what you say. At the time of marriage, it's repeated. At the time of anything important, the verse is repeated. Why? Because my tongue can be occupied in the remembrance of Allah, or it can be occupied in the opposite. If you don't occupy it in that which is good, perhaps it may become occupied in that which is bad. Be conscious of your tongue. Do you know something very amazing that we tend to forget? Everything you do and you say is written down by the angels. You are writing your book. What's the book made up of? Words and actions, subhanallah, of yours. So write a good book. Author a beautiful book. When we are writing proper as an author, maybe in English, writing a book for someone's benefit, people will correct even the grammar, the punctuations. What about us? Writing our own beautiful book of eternity, and we have, never mind punctuation or spelling errors, but we have bad words. It's not necessary. A Muslim should never be vulgar, even jokingly. People today have the B word, the F word, whatever other word, simple words. They say the D word, the P word, whatever it may be, whatever you've made of what I've just said now, it's unacceptable. Unacceptable. But unfortunately, we're taking it more and more for granted today. Young people, you know, small things, they just say anything without thinking it's written down. Please say good words. That's why Allah says, قُلُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. Do you see that? Because as Muslims, we are different. In what way? Be responsible in the way you talk. Your jokes should be lovely. Make them laugh, but in a beautiful, clean way. Have fun, but a clean way. Beautiful fun. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with good days ahead. So Allah says, only say that which is upright. Even the loving and kind words to your spouses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us clearly that we must be from among the best to our spouses. So every day, tick off how many times you told your spouse you love them or you care for them, or a good word, just a word of reassurance.
Subhanallah. I see some of the older folk just looking at me like I've never done that in my life, you know. But it's okay. Good words, reassuring words, that of comfort, mashallah. It is an ibadah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ease and goodness. That's part of qawlan sadidan. You're speaking the words that are going to get you into Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us the best to our spouses. Then Allah says, if you watch your tongue, you know what we'll do for you as a result? We will make your other deeds acceptable. Yuslih lakum a'malakum. And automatically we will forgive your other sins. How did Allah forgive my other sins? Simply because I watched my tongue. I didn't hurt people. I wasn't abusive. I was always truthful. I did not deceive, etc., etc. And Allah says, because of that, it's such a powerful act of worship. Yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. We're going to forgive your sins. Subhanallah. And then Allah says, whoever follows Allah and His Messenger has indeed succeeded the greatest success. And what is that? Jannatul Firdaus. Ultimately, my brothers and sisters, we've all come onto this earth with a time frame, expiry date. You don't know when it is, whenever it is. The winner is he or she. Not who dies late in life, but who dies at a time when Allah is pleased with him or her. Even if you died at 18, 15, earlier or later. If Allah was pleased with you, trust me, the world will keep on rotating without you. But you are in a beautiful place. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with us. Once again, dua for those who are getting married today. May Allah bless you in every way and protect you and all of us from all harm and evil. Aqulu qawli hadha wa sallallahu wa sallama ala nabina Muhammad.